In the Hyundai Texans radio studio with Cliff Kingsbury, head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. How's it going?
Doing well. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, congratulations on the bowl game. And I haven't talked to you in a long time. You and I met a long time ago in New Braunfels when you were an NFL player. You remember that?
Yeah.
Those days,
huh?
Time.
Yeah.
Now, you were with the Patriots, and they're coming in here to NRG Stadium on Sunday.
I'll be here coming to the game. Gary Peterson going to watch it. Should be a heck of a game.
Gary Peterson, a limited partner with the Houston Texans and a huge Red Raider. Take me back a little bit. How gratifying was it to get the head coaching job at your alma mater?
Yeah, it was incredible to do it at such a young age. When I got into coaching, it was just one of those things. I wanted to work as hard as I could and move up as fast as I could. But to end up at Texas Tech, a place I wanted to be and care so much about at an early age, very honored and humbled to be here.
Your offensive style, we all know the system you played in under Mike Leach. How has it evolved over the years as you've been at the University of Houston, Aggieland, and now with the Red Raiders?
Yeah, we've just tried to adapt to our personnel. When I was at Houston, we had Case Keenum, who Texans fans know very well. So we threw it all over the yard, and he was phenomenal. We had Charles Sims, who plays with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, threw it to him more than we handed it to him. And then we get to Texas A&M, it's Johnny Football. You let him do his thing.
Yeah.
He led SEC in rushing. And then now we have DeAndre Washington, who's another great back and has almost 1,500 yards. So I think the differences in our offense and what Coach Leach does now is we try to force the run a little bit more. He's all good with throwing it 80 times a game, and we want to try and get those backs involved a little bit more.
Back in those days, as the quarterback, I mean, he did some really wild stuff. Let's go for it on fourth down in our own
all
end and things like that. How has that influenced you, and how did you react to that stuff back then as the field general?
Yeah, he just has such a mindset that you can't be stopped. And I think as a player for him, you believe that. It's always about execution. And if we do our job to the best of our ability, there's no way they can stop us, no matter the situation or what they're trying to do defensively. And so I think as a coach, I always go back to some of that you have to make those players believe that they're unstoppable and be aggressive. And if you do that, they'll follow suit.
Cliff Kingsbury joining us on Texans Radio. Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. It'll be December 29th, Texas Tech against LSU. Now, this has been a big year for you coming off last year. So what was that process like preparing for this season and having the kind of campaign you did?
Yeah, we were all disappointed last year going 4-8. Didn't play very well, very bad in turnover margin. And that was an emphasis this year, and we improved dramatically. We brought in Coach Gibbs from the University of Houston, who had a two-year run there where he led the NCAA in takeaways and has really brought stability to that side of the ball for us. And so we just got better. I think we're not where we want to be. We have some young players offensively, but becoming more and more what we want to be about.
Working your way up in this business as a coordinator and doing everything you've done as an assistant coach to being a head coach, what's that transition like, Cliff? How has it been for you?
It's you learn something new every day. I don't think anybody's ready when you get dropped in that seat. It's just you try to get better. You try and improve. You try and improve your systems each and every day, each and every year, and try to take the program to the level you want it to be at.
How has the NFL influenced you in your coaching style? Because you did spend some years in the National Football League.
I did. I was very fortunate to be around guys like, you know, Bill Belichick and Mike McCarthy at Green Bay. And I think more than anything, you see the preparation. You see the no stone unturned approach that every scenario and every situation needs to be covered. And I think that's the difference in college football and NFL football is probably the time that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And so that's something you try to find that happy medium now being back in the college game.
Yeah, I talk to college coaches and pro coaches all the time, and a huge difference is, as a college coach, you're the guardian of these guys. That aspect of it has to be really challenging.
It is. It is. You're responsible for 120 players that you told their mom and dad that, hey, we will take care of your son. We will help him grow as a man, get him his degree, make sure he's a great member of society. And so it definitely adds that big part to it.
What about you? You're in tremendous shape, obviously. You still throw it around a little bit with the guys? I mean, you're still a young man, Cliff,
yeah,
so you can do this.
I throw every day with them. We throw quick game routes on air. I just don't want to get hit. I'm done with that part of it. But, no, I can still hang in there and throw it a little bit.
Now, what do they think? What do they say about you?
They think they're better than I was, yeah. There's no doubt. But I can still beat them some of those throwing drills.
Thoughts on playing in this city, this fertile recruiting ground?
It's incredible for us geographically where we're located to bring our product down here in, you know, the hotbed of recruiting in the country, to have, you know, the media exposure we'll have over the next 4 or 5 weeks leading up to this bowl game in this city, it's invaluable.
Your reaction when you found out it was LSU, of all teams?
We were excited. It's going to be a huge challenge. We know that. A top 20 team. Coach Miles does a tremendous job, always has, and one of the best running backs probably in the last 10 years on their team. But that's what you want. You want a quality opponent the last game of the year to see how far you've come as a team.
How often do you make it back to New Braunfels?
Once a summer. Got to get down in the river and float it, and yeah. That's a tradition.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me.